Welcome to this week's End of Days Update, coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're here at Living Word Christian Center having a meeting tonight. We'll have such a great time. If you're anywhere in the Minneapolis area, we're in Brooklyn Park. Hadn't been here in 35 years. It'll be fun to be with everyone. This last week, we had such a great time in Oakland, Iowa. The crowds were so great. People are so hungry. I know I say it every week, but it's amazing to see people get so excited about the coming of the Lord, specifically with all the things happening right now. It's absolutely wild. So we come to the EDU each week to look at what's happening around Israel, because the rapture of the church is signless, but the second coming has tons of signs. So if we can look at what's going to happen just after the rapture, man, it just shows you how close we are. And you talk about a setup. I know we get into it every week, but it's absolutely amazing what's happening with the, of course, we know with the Ukraine. Horrific, the sights we're seeing. We're so not accustomed to war, but just horrible what's going on. And we know what's leading up to this. This is leading up to the Ezekiel 38 war. A lot of moving parts this last week, so we want to try to start where we can. We had the United States move Patriot missile batteries 50 miles from the border of the Ukraine there in Poland. So we've got Patriot missile batteries set up. Why? Because Russia said if we start hauling equipment into the Ukraine, they're going to say those are targets. So we're having to be real careful about what happens with all of that. So just the pictures and the video are just bizarre to watch it right in front of your eyes. So Zelensky said we want to have some peace talks. Guess where he said we're going to have peace talks with Russia? Jerusalem. Pretty wild when you see Jerusalem being the place for the peace talks. So everything's being drawn into this. You had Germany this last Monday basically do an order for F-35s from America, literally getting ready for the what's going to happen during the seven-year period called the Tribulation. So you see the escalation of everything. Along with that, you've got Iran. Of course, the talks didn't go very well with the stopping the nuclear event. I am intrigued to see the countdown for what's going on here. Remember 2 weeks ago, I said that Israel took out a convoy in Damascus. Well, Iran fired 12 missiles at our U.S. base in Iraq, at where our consulate is. So in the middle of that, you had Iran saying that they caught the Mossad trying to basically go inside of the Fordow nuclear plant. Said that they caught them. They didn't catch them. Israel was able to do what they needed to do. So in the midst of that, you had Israel wipe out almost 100 and some drones from Iran. So you've got Israel and Iran basically going back and forth to war. This last one with the Revolutionary Guard, when those three commanders got killed, Iran basically said, we're going to war with Israel. So you've got Russia pushing down into Crimea, pushing down into the Ukraine. You've got Iran saying what they're going to say for trying to annihilate Israel. This one kind of freaked me out. You had the Macron from France, how he came to Israel's rescue this last couple of weeks. Remember how he said the Health and Human Services said that Israel's an apartheid state? France's President Emmanuel Macron said, no, that's crazy. And then this week they said Israel shouldn't exist. So you have that happening. You have kind of a little bit of a battle over the steps going up to the Temple Mount. Every time each week happens, we go, something more is going to be happening with the Temple Mount. Something more is going to be happening with Judea and Samaria. A friend of mine, they just announced him basically being the ambassador to the West Bank and the area there. So, man, all these little things are happening right in a row. Along with that, I don't have time to even get into all, you had a solar storm this week. You had earthquake in Philippines. You had another asteroid. So NASA's asteroid app is bigger than it's ever been before because they keep finding them. This week, at least they found it 2 minutes before it hit. You had an asteroid hit in Iceland this last week, and you hear nothing on the news about all this. So you've got stuff happening in the heavens, a lot of stuff happening with Israel, and a lot of stuff happening with Russia. So the players for the whole Ezekiel 38 war are turning over their cards to show what they're going to do. So we'll be interesting to see if Russia decides to go into Poland, tries to go into Lithuania and Latvia. We were talking the other day how when I was there, every single one of them said it's just not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and you're seeing it happen right before our eyes. So with all of this, what does it mean for us? Because remember Jesus, he rebuked the Pharisees. He said, hey, because you can tell what the weather's going to be, but you don't know your hour of visitation. So we get into end time preaching because we see the finish line. We run faster, not slower. So all of this is not an escape theology. It's a hustle theology. This is the setup for what's going to happen after we leave. So we have a short amount of time. So we've got to go for it. I hear people go, well, you don't need to hear about end times. Tell a quarterback in the last minute of the game to not look at the play clock. All of this is about the play clock is counting down right in front of our eyes. So we always go go to the scriptures. What's the scripture say? Number one, Israel made a nation in 1948. Jerusalem won back in 1967. So we've got those happening. And Jesus said the generation sees those two events will not pass away till all is fulfilled. But then you got the Hebrew language restored. You got the Ethiopian Jews brought back. You got the fertility of the land of Israel. You got the revival of the Roman Empire. You have the Temple Mount Institute that's there ready to start having sacrifices. You had foxes show up on the Temple Mount this last year. You had fish in the Dead Sea. Ezekiel prophesied that 2,700 years ago. 4 weeks ago, you had the water in the Dead Sea turn blood red where Sodom and Gomorrah is. Guess what day it was on? The Day of Atonement. So you have event after event after event after event that the Bible said you'd see just before He comes. There's 80 some odd signs of the coming of the Lord. Men will be lovers themselves. We have selfie sticks. So you have all these things happening, and then you go from signs to signals. You had blood red moons. When? On the Passover and Tabernacles. When's the last time you had four in a row on Passover and Tabernacles? NASA calls it a tetrad. 1967 when Jerusalem was won back. 1948 when Israel's made a nation. 1492 at the Edict of Expulsion when the Jews were kicked out of Spain. So remarkable to have the heavens declaring this on certain dates with Israel. Then you have the Bethlehem Star. How crazy is that? Jupiter, Regulus, Venus come together at the birth of Jesus. Constellation was Virgo. NBC Nightly News said this last year, we have a celestial event, Jupiter, Regulus, Venus, Bethlehem Star, first time in 2,000 years. So we have all the stuff happening because the Lord loves us. He wants us to have a heads up. When you have all this stuff set up for what it's going to look like just before the rapture, and then you have what's going to basically fall into place for the tribulation, Jesus called them birth pains. Well, we would say contractions. We don't focus on the contractions, you focus on the baby that's coming. The kingdom of God's coming. Jesus is just about to come back. If we got into everything that happened with Iran and Israel this last week, and with Russia and the Ukraine, it basically is a warning and a trumpet to us to go, Jesus is just about to come. Man, help your local church, help your local pastor, be engaged, hustle, do whatever we can to get the message out. We'll see what's happening by this next week. We'll see what Iran does because of those drones being taken out. We'll see what Iran does with, I'm a little shocked. I love what Benjamin Netanyahu said. He said, here, America's getting ready to sign a nuclear pact with Iran, and they fired 12 missiles into their land in Iraq. So a lot of things are happening right before we leave the planet. So let's go for it. Have a blessed, wonderful week. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks for joining us today at the End of Days Update. If you'd like to be notified every time there's a new post, just go to the edu at josephmorris.com and subscribe to receive email alerts. If these posts and updates have been a blessing to you, please consider making a one-time donation to help get the message out or even becoming a monthly partner with Joseph Morris Ministries. Thanks again for tuning in to the edu, and we'll see you next week.